Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel. So the Mishnah said that a Zav and a Zava shouldn't eat together. So Braisa says, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, everyone is so careful with Tumah that no couples are going to eat together when one of the parties is Tameh, because they're scared that they'll have touched the food and then the food will be Tameh and the other party will not want to be Tameh. However, when both are Tameh, like in our case where they're both a Zav and a Zava, then there seemingly would be no problem because they're not going to mind if the food is Tameh because they're already Tameh. Rather, we taught this law so that they wouldn't come to have relations with each other when in the state of Tumah. Similarly, a Zav who is very careful with Halacha should not eat with a Zav who's an Ama Aretz, who's not careful with Halacha, because then maybe the Zav who's careful will come to start hanging out with the Ama Aretz Zav a lot. So what's the problem with that? Who cares if they hang out? Because we're worried that if the careful Zav is hanging out with the Ama Aretz, then the Ama Aretz might feed him Tamei food. But what's the big deal if he feeds him Tamei food? Everything that the Zav eats, everything he touches, becomes Tamei. So all the food he eats is already Tamei. So what's the big deal? So my answer is that we don't want them hanging out because maybe the Ama Aretz will give the one who's careful, he'll give him food that they didn't take Truma and Maaser off of, that wasn't tithed. And Rava says, no, really, most Ama Aretz do take Truma and Maaser off of their food, but rather we're worried that he's going to feed him Tamei food in the future when the Zav when this guy is not a Zav anymore, and then the Ama Aretz won't know, and he'll still feed him Tamei food. So that's the question. Can a husband sleep with his wife while she's a Nida if they're both wearing clothes? Because that would be a noticeable difference. They usually don't wear clothes. So are they allowed to sleep in the same bed while she's a Nida because she's wearing these clothes? So they'll remember that she's a Nida. So Rav Yosef answers from this Mishnah that Beis Shammai says you can have chicken and cheese on the table at the same time, but obviously you can't eat them together. Beis Hillel says you can't have them on the table at the same time and you can't eat them together. So the fact that he says you can't put them on the same table, all the more so you can't be in the same bed with a woman who's a Nida, with your wife when she's a Nida. However, in that case, with the chicken and cheese, that's where there's only one person. But the husband and the wife are two people, and chances are one of them will remind the other before they accidentally commit a sin. And since there are two people, it's very likely that one of them will remember. But we can't say the same thing by the chicken and cheese. When it's just one person, it's very easy for the one person to forget and accidentally come to do the Aveira. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel even shows that there is a distinction because he says two people are allowed to eat meat and dairy at the same table, showing that when there are two people, then it's fine because one of them will remember that there's that it would be an Avera. However, Shmuel says this is only true by the two people eating together at the same table when they don't know each other. However, if they do know each other, then it's a problem and they can't eat meat and dairy at the same table. And by the husband and the wife, obviously they know each other, so they shouldn't be allowed to lie in the same bed. However, we say that in the case of the chicken and cheese, yes, it is two people, but there's no change from the norm. There's no deviation that would allow them to remember, that would remind them that it's a sin. However, with the case of the husband and the wife, there is a deviation in the clothes which will remind them not to commit the sin. So another way that we can try to know what the halacha is by sleeping together in the bed is from the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that a Zav and a Zava are not allowed to eat together. If they can't eat together, then all the more so they can't sleep together in the same bed. However, we said, we have the problem with the food, with eating, because there's no deviation by the eating. However, by the sleeping, there is a deviation, which would be something that would remind them of a sin. So we can't bring a proof from that. So rather, we bring a proof from the Pasuk, which compares a Nida to your friend's wife, just like you're not allowed to sleep in the same bed with your friend's wife even when she is clothed, so too you can't sleep in the same bed as Nida when she's clothed. However, this disagrees with Rav Pedas, who says you only relations are usher figilo arayos midaraisa, and that's the only thing that's midaraisa is not allowed. The Rabbanon added, touching and lying together and things like that, they said that's usher. However, if you're going to sleep in the same bed with clothes, that would be totally fine, because even the Rabbanon didn't institute a gzera against that. Similarly, Ula would kiss his sisters like on the hands and things like that, and showing that, there's no issue with doing things like that. And Ula actually contradicts himself because he holds that you have to tell a Nazir stay very far away from a vineyard because a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. So you have them stay far away from a vineyard because they can't eat grapes or anything. And Ula, the fact that he's setting up all these things to make sure that the Nazir doesn't accidentally eat or drink wine, he should say the same thing by Gilai Raus, but he doesn't, so he contradicts himself. So Tana Devei Eliyahu taught that one student, there was once this student who learned a lot of Torah. He was, you know, he learned a lot, and he served his Talmidei Chachamim, but nonetheless, he still died early. And his wife carried his tefillin around, which say about the tefillin, regarding tefillin, it says you'll have a long life. She said, if it's true, why did my husband die early? Right? He was so, he followed the Torah, he did everything. Why did he die early? So no one was able to answer her until Eliyahu, which was either Eliyahu HaNavi or the Tana of this Brisa. We said this is coming from Tana Devei Eliyahu. So one time Eliyahu visited her and he's like, what's going on? She told him the whole story. And he said, all right, well, when you were a Zava, how did your husband, you know, what happened? And she said, my husband was very, very careful, but we slept together and while we were wearing clothes. And he said, oh, that's why he died, because he wasn't careful enough, because seemingly you should not be sleeping together when your wife is a Zava, even if she's wearing clothes. And Rav Dimi said that he actually thought it was okay because they were sharing a very large, wide bed, so they wouldn't even be touching. But still, even in the same bed, it's a problem. And Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef adds that she was even wearing pants, again, as another way to distinguish and separate them. But still, he still messed up. He shouldn't have even been in the same bed. Fine. The next Mishnah says that these are the laws that they decided in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon, and they took a vote with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai outnumbered Beis Hillel, so the halacha was decided like Beis Shammai, and they enacted these 18 laws. So the Gemara starts off with a question from Abaye to Rav Yosef. When the Mishnah says, these are the laws, is that a new list referring to the laws that are going to appear in the next Mishnah, or is it a continuation of the laws from the previous Mishnah? Is it a continuation of the previous list? So we have a brace that says that you're not allowed to delouse a garment by the lamp or read by the lamp. These are obviously from the last Mishnah, and it says that these were enacted in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon, so this shows that it's a continuation of the previous Mishnah's laws. So the Braisa says that Hananya ben Chizkiya wrote Megillas Tanis, which was the dates, it was a list of dates of the year when you're not allowed to fast, because they were declared minor festivals because there were miracles that occurred on these days. And the reason for that is because they cherished their troubles and they made holidays on the times when they were saved. And because they were so, it was so dear to them that they were saved from their troubles. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, obviously we also cherish our troubles and when we are saved, but we can't make so many days a holiday. You know, we can't have a holiday every other day. And we also don't even know all of our troubles. And because we've had so many troubles, it's kind of left us numb to all the future troubles we have. Just like a dead person doesn't feel pain, that's kind of what we are. We're used to the troubles, so we barely feel them anymore. Rav Yitzchak says, what do you mean that the question is, what does it mean that a dead person doesn't feel pain? Rav Yitzchak says that worms are painful to the dead, just like needles are to the flesh. You might remember that from Brachos Daf Yud Ches. And anyway, but how can we say that a dead person doesn't feel pain? So rather, don't say that we're numb like a dead person. Rather, say we're numb like dead flesh on a living person, that doesn't feel pain. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, if it wasn't for Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon, we would never be able to learn Sefer Yecheskel, because it seemingly contradicts the Torah. And since it contradicts the Torah, we would have just left it alone and not learned it. However, Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon answered up all of these contradictions for us. He stayed in his attic for a really long time. They brought him lots of oil that he could use to light his lamp and that he could use as food. And he stayed in there for a really long time and answered up all these questions. So Mishnah said that we enacted 18 laws. So what are these 18 laws? So seemingly 10 of them come from this Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off, these 10 things are make truma puzzle when they contact them. So these 10 things, we assign a sheni level of tuma, seemingly midir abanon. We assign them a sheni level of tuma. We had taught earlier that tuma works. It goes in order. There's like a list, and the lower on the list you are, the lower level of tuma starts with an avia av tuma, and then that's like a corpse or something like that. Then it goes down to an ava tuma, which is something that directly contacted a corpse. Then down to a rishon, which is something which came in contact with a corpse, then a sheni, which is something which was touched by a rishon, and so on and so forth. So we assign these 10 things a seemingly derabanan sheni level of tuma, so that if truma comes in contact with it, it would be pasul because truma has to be tahor. So the first one is someone who eats food which is a rishon. The second one is if you eat food that's a sheni, and in both cases, eating the food that was a rishon or food that was a sheni would make the person a sheni letuma. The third is drinking tummy liquids. The next one is if your head and most of your body was immersed in drawn water. Drawn water, it's like water that came, spring water or rainwater, which was put into a vessel and left for a little bit, and that becomes status of drawn water. So if you have your head and most of your body was immersed in that water, you'd be a tamei as a sheni. Or if they dumped 3 lug of that drawn water on your head and most of your body, they poured it over on you, then again, you'd be a sheni. If you touch the scroll of Tanakh, then you would become, you get tamei from touching the scroll of Tanakh. Or your hands, if you don't wash them, they're unrinsed, they're unwashed, then your hands are automatically a sheni. Or someone who immersed in a mikvah, they're considered tamei still until the night. Or the last two is food or utensils, which became tamei through liquids. These are the 10, and we will analyze the Mishnah tomorrow. Shkaya.